Sort of the change of time. Probably. This might be a difficult time for you, but maybe my favorite time. Night time is my favorite time. But it's a difficult time for you, huh? Sleeping time. So to not forget, if I did at the end of my forget, so I didn't know the mantra. So there's a few other mantras, so I'll make it last for a different place. So the yardin. Not just we receive human body, which is so precious, just to be human being, having human body is so precious. Because it can, so precious, but not it. Not easy to receive, extremely difficult to receive, rare to receive, just enough to be human being, human body. That it's mentioned in teachings of Buddha that why it's so rare and difficult to find to receive, because the cause is very difficult to create, because you need not just living in morality, but one needs to live in the pure morality. The cause, you need preliminary before taking human good, you need preliminary to lived in pure morality. So it's not easy to even one vow. First of all, even for oneself, for us, you know, it takes, not easy even to take one vow, it takes a long time. First of all, to understand, first of all, it depends on it's based on understanding, you know, some knowledge or some faith in karma, to abandon causal suffering, you know, the opposite, you see. taking of others, you know, just killing, whether it's killing oneself or killing others, so forth, you know, then it karma and result on the suffering. It has a result on the suffering. some idea of that, you know, even one doesn't understand completely, that each completion of karma has a four suffering results. Rapanas, but results of birth in the Lord realm, then even in human realm, even you're born as a human being, do not good karma in the future. Then you have to experience three suffering results in the human realm. to do with the place, to do with the environment, you know, a suffering environment which is very harmful, you see, environment which is very harmful and not has need or not to say a lot of dangers for life, you know. a lot of disease and a lot of war, famine, you know. So there are many conditions for that makes life suffer. or cause the death. So say. That even the medicines become side effects. Even the food that you eat, it meant for long life or health, you have side effects. You have also even the food causes digestion problems or side effects. Even the enjoyment there, you see, you know, it harms you, the side effects. So like that example. But of course, for that person, but that doesn't mean for everybody in that living. Doesn't mean everybody who lives in that place or that lives in the country. That, but defined by karma, you know. Even the medicine helps somebody, but for some people it becomes side effect, so like that. So is it defined by karma? Is it defined by past karma? You see, not by God or not by somebody. You see, by your own past action, the negative thoughts. You see that. So, the process is resulted, and then you see experiencing the result and smell the cause, and however you treat others in the ways in the past, you know, then you are treated in that life by others in that way, similar. You know, so somebody abuse you, you know, all those things. You know, all those, whatever happened in that life is that you did the same smell to others in the past. So you experience you experience same thing. the karma that you harmed or treated negative way. So that the karma ripened that life. And when that karma has happened, so the same thing people whom you harmed in the past is there at the animal form or other in form of mosquitoes or in form of whatever or human form, then you receive harm from that being. You see, so that So it is an impossible phenomenon a phenomenon that these things happening without reason for it. The reason is done before the act. Reason is done before you receive harm from you, before you receive the result of harm from others. So what a spirit human being or animal or river is given harm. So the reason why this person giving harm, the reason was the preliminary, the reason was exist before, long time ago. So then sometimes can be you create the karma yesterday and you experience the result today, or sometimes also you experience karma today. You create the cause, you know, in the same day, you know, and the same day you create a karma, then in the same day, a few hours, then you experience the result. Also, so depending on how, if this karma is very strong, that can happen, very powerful, it can happen, also like that. You know? So, anyway. So it doesn't have to be only your past karma doesn't have to be only past done in past lives. Let me see. So however, the reason that which exists before you receive harm from others, that is how you treat others and beings, you see, in the past. So that harm, negative way, you see. Abuse, whatever, you see. So that. So. So one can. In the sutra, there are so many stories of karma, Buddha, but those are explained by Buddha. what is happening, what is animal suffering, this, what is person suffering, this, something hard to believe. The problem is something that hard to believe, hard to imagine, hard to believe. Don't be explaining why this happened, because in the past, such a time I wasn't there, the, you know, person did, you know, such a thing did karma, so the flows, karma stories, that. besides other, you see, the great Pandit yogis or the great holy beings, besides those who have clairvoyance, those who have the omniscient mind or the clairvoyance. Besides that, there's so many that will himself explain. So some of those stories are brought into Lamrim, so those hard ones, this hard to believe. And so the similar book, I think there's a similar book, you know, what do you believe or not, what do you believe or not. So a book called What Do You Believe or Not, but inside there's the actual, there's pictures and there's a design, there's a pictures, unimaginable, you see, bodies, the person is taking this life, all sorts of things, mostly here is a ritual body, you know, just unimaginable things, they can't think of, see, how to think, you know, how to believe. So, unbelievable things, you know, what happened to her. So there is all kinds of things, unbelievable things. So it had, but it happened, you know. It's hard to believe, but it's happened. These things happened in different parts of the world, and so then took pictures or, you know, that is it. So, particularly in the West, all those people who have unbelievable, strange, unexplainable, strange bodies, so they're all kept to one place, so you don't see it's street. But whereas in India, there, see, sometimes you see in the road, you see. And so in the West, you see, it's all kept, so kept to one place. I'm not sure, because there's an organization who take care of them, or not sure the reasons. So in Spain many years ago, quite a number of years ago, my favorite one sightseeing, that is the, you know, when people ask for sightseeing, so they in Australia, in the United States, the one sightseeing is that the house where kept the human bodies, you know, kept human bodies, you know, so that's my favorite sightseeing. So that's the real teaching, I say, breaking your concept. You know, the, I say, your total wrong belief that this body is clean, that this is, you know, this, say, the suffering, believing suffering is pleasure. So all this wrong belief, all this hallucination, and the, even the life's totally natural impermanence, and doesn't last long, but you always every day you get up with the idea that I'm going to live for many years. So all the time you have this concept of permanence, wrong concept, you see, contradictory to the reality of the life. That you think this, even the same day, you're going to die today, in that morning you do it. Even that morning you think the same thing, I'm going to live for many years. So even five minutes before, or even as if, even just a few seconds or the minutes before the car accidents, you have this belief that I'm going to live, nothing's going to happen tomorrow, I'm going to live for many years. You have this wrong concept, even just before a few seconds of car accidents or heart attack or whatever it is, that you die. So, so this is a real teaching that breaks all this, wrong concept, you see. That doesn't allow you to practice Dharma. That totally illusions, this wrong concept completely, totally illusions you, deceives you, totally deceives you, illusions you, and make your life, appear to have something else, you see, not the reality, so not, it doesn't allow you to discover the reality of the life, you see, so that then unable to change the mind, unable to soften the heart, unable to change the mind, and unable to practice Dharma. That means unable to practice Dharma, so unable to have realization of the path, and that means unable to achieve higher birth, but unable to, unable to achieve liberation from samsara. Unable to do that. Then it harms also to achieve higher birth next life. So the life is totally illusioned by this wrong concept. It's like having taken drug. These wrong concepts of like having taken drug or being alcoholic or taking drugs. So this is like, you see, these wrong concepts are like, it's like drug. And it's like drug. More harmful than drug. that total illusion you. So this is your soul, see, your life, your body, environment, and the people around you, see, everything, wrong projection, wrong view, wrong projection, but these wrong concepts. So make oneself to live in the total, make your own world kind of, which is an illusion. See. This is besides true existence. You make everything is true existence. You make everything is real. You see, true existence. This is beside so many other illusions beside this. Gross, very gross illusions, you know, hallucination, beside the, you see, true existent appearance. Everything what exists is what is merely labeled by mind. But not appearing according to reality. You make with your mind, with your ignorance, the ignorance project the true existence, and project the hallucination on the mere level of eye, mere level of action, mere level of, you know, the objects, form, sound, smell, taste, tangible objects. So everything. Decorated or the project, the hallucination through existence, on all the eye action object, all the phenomena which are merely impeded by mind. on the mere invitation. On the mere invitation, you know, this hallucination is projected by one's mind, by one's ignorance. So you, in other words, we let our mind, due to a lack of meditation, mindfulness, due to lack of realization of emptiness, the phenomena that which are imputed in my mind, that they are dependent arising, and so therefore they're empty of existing, you see, empty of independence, empty of existing from the side. So, we allow our mind, ignorance. We create ignorance by ourselves. One create ignorance first place, and then let the ignorance project or this hallucination or the mere imitation of everything. See, so made everything real. Instead, everything appearing mere level of our mind. Which is the truth, which is the reality, but everything something totally opposite to the reality, which is the definition of the false. So the definition of false is the. The appearance, how things appear to you, and the reality is contradictory, not harmonious, is contradictory. That's the definition of false. So everything, false, contradict opposite to the reality. So including I as an object, all of them. The lack of realization, emptiness, and. Developing that, with the support of bodhicitta, the method, the great compassion, great compassion, great loving kindness, bodhicitta. With support of that and. Developing these with the support of wisdom, and then ceasing the the subtle negative imprint left on the mental being by the past sometimes born concept truths, and so that didn't get ceased. That subtle negative imprint left by past ignorance concept truths, for instance. The simultaneous bonds, and so that subtle imprint, subtle defilement, can get ceased. And so therefore, we have this hallucination, false view, you see, that, and also, no, that, and also. Then lack of realization, emptiness. Then not discovering, not seeing that they're empty of existing from its own side, and then as things appear truly existing from their own side, you let your mind to hold on to it. You let your mind to hold on to it. That's true. That's complete, 100%, 100% is true. The belief is 100%, so strong, really. Believing this, which have been habituated from beginning, this river, from beginning time of the beginning, we have been habituated in this wrong belief. This is 100% true. So then that becomes the root, the basis. For the delusion, karma, and all the all the options of suffering of samsara, so that so every single problem comes back. So so what the Buddha explained in the teachings, you are the guide. You are the guide to yourself. You are also enemy to yourself. So that's, you know, very true. So, so when we meditate on emptiness, because everything like the eyes, not that phenomena are empty, dependent how they the nature of dependent arising. even one that does not have realization, but one see the correct sort of the understanding meaning words and meditating. So when you do that, so at least That leads to realization of emptiness. The correct understanding meditation leads to actual realization of emptiness. That wisdom realizes emptiness. So that leads to liberation of the total cessation of suffering causes. So here. In the daily life, when we do the practice, when we do meditation, see, that is mindfulness. So you are the guide. So you are liberating yourself. That time you are liberating yourself. The other times, when we let ourselves totally illusioned, when we let ourselves to be deceived by ignorance, by following the ignorance, you know, and then all the eyes, you know, all these phenomena. While they're empty, maybe the mind appeared truly existing from the inside, and follow the ignorance. By following the ignorance, then we hold on to it, trust on them, you see, 100% you trust on them, so on the heart. And these hallucinations as they have reality. So, his enemy, but you believe his friend, and you see, the way you think, then you see, it's actually harming you, cheating you constantly, but one, you see, interpreted as friend, and then you have total trust in that. So, but in reality, constantly it's harming you, cheating you. So, trust. So I'm just explaining the word trust. So we trust on the hallucinations, these false views, you see, as a reality, as that true as reality. So like that. So I say, that is not that. Yeah. And then when you do that, when you engage into that, then that's the obstacle to achieve liberation. Obstacle to achieve liberation for yourself. Cessation of all those. The oceans of samsara suffering, cause, karma, delusion, see, become, so you are interested. not allowing yourself to achieve liberation, so interference, harmony. Then, same, on the basis then, all those other negative emotional thoughts arise, delusions, see, the same thing. Engaging with karma, even with karma, you see. So that, so many obstacles. The ignorance, not from karma, not know what is right, not know what is right, which benefits you and not others, wrong, which harms you and harms others. Emotion not of that, and so another emotion talks, you know. So these times, you become the enemy to yourself, you see. So that, you know. So when you practice Dharma, you become, when you practice Dharma, during that time, you become, guide to yourself, because you're creating a cause of happiness. So that makes you to achieve happiness. You see, from happiness to happiness, to liberation to enlightenment. You see, when you practice Dharma, at that time you become a guide to yourself. When you follow aimless anger attachment, when we follow the aimless anger attachment, this attitude, you know, follow these delusions and then engage the action, then at that time, we're creating cause of samsara, we're creating need karma. Which leads to many sufferings, endless suffering of samsara, which leads to many problems in the problems of this life and the life coming after this. So therefore, that time when we do not practice Dharma, then one becomes enemy to oneself. when we practice Dharma, that time you are looking up to yourself. So whenever your everyday life, whenever you are practicing Dharma, that time you are looking up to yourself. You are taking care of yourself. And that is what it means. You love yourself. In the West, talk so much about you love yourself. Mountains of it. Because the issue is become like mountains, you know, the, like Mount Everest. So one can understand by understand karma. Understanding what is needed karma and the suffering results, those unimaginable suffering results that you have experienced from life, like not only this life but from life, like 100,000, you know, lifetimes. And then the result, then you see, engage in good karma, which is actually the result of happiness you enjoy, experience. From life to life, from 100,000 to life, however, even up to say when you achieve liberation or enlightenment, from life to life, you say, enjoy the happiness, the result. So in there, so I would say, by having the understanding the benefits of compassion, limitless skies of benefit of compassion has, you know, that is the real source of all your happiness, success now and future, all the time, and your greatest success, your greatest achievement comes from that, and as well as numberless hell beings, hunger ghosts, animals, human beings, sura, asura, those, and your family, even this type of family, surrounding people, animal. So everywhere, whichever country you are, or the office, at home, wherever you are, so all those people's happiness, which comes from your compassion. that depend on your, the happiness depend on your compassion and your good heart, Prasadas. So, knowing that the heart is so dependent, numerous other symptoms means happiness, peace, so dependent on your compassion. But so, however, by having some understanding of this, then you have some wisdom to judge what is right and what is wrong, what is the right to practice, what is wrong to be abandoned. So that as I normally mention, so when you practice, when you practice renunciation, contentment, letting go the emotional, you give freedom to yourself, and don't allow oneself enter the negative emotion towards the desire, and you become independent from that, and try to be independent from that, and free from that. So let go of that, you see. So practice, when you practice the determination of free or the renunciation, so that time you're protecting yourself from the suffering of samsara. You're protecting yourself from the problems of this life. So that's one dharma, very important dharma, renunciation. Making yourself free from suffering by making yourself free from the cause of the suffering. That's what it is, from these negative emotional thoughts. So you can see very clearly, you're protecting yourself. When there's a practice and renunciation of this, letting go of the negative emotional desire, so that, or looking up to yourself, you see. Making yourself come out of problems, to be free from problems, you see. By coming out of prison, you see. That constant prison, you see. Making yourself come out of this negative emotional prison, you see. Yeah. World that you're living, you see, the prison that you're living, so. So that becomes the best. Real loving to yourself. See, then when you practice right view, emptiness, right view, then no question, because that was cuts the root of samsara. See, that meditation or that wisdom. See, the root of all the suffering. So no question about that. That's my question. You see. That looking up yourself, the most very important one, looking up to yourself. So then the most important, best one, that's called to take care of yourself is the compassion. As I mentioned before, the good heart, bodhicitta. This is the best, the best way, the wisest, the most wise way of living, living life, see. Because even you have realization of emptiness, by developing that, by developing that without bodhicitta, the highest what you can achieve, is the, just only the liberation from samsara. That's it. You can't become even bodhisattva. Can't reach it also. Five minor paths, 10 Burmese, can't reach those. Even the ordinary Buddhist qualities you can't have. You know, you don't have. Besides you can't achieve those scarce qualities, Arya Buddhisattvas, exalted Buddhisattvas have, you see. Even 10, 8 of them Buddhisattvas, 9 of them, 10 of them Buddhisattvas will become enlightened. It's almost like Buddha, you know. Unimaginable, unbelievable, it's hard to believe their activities, benefit of something, what they can do is just, it's out of our, it's beyond our, can't imagine, you know, concept. For us it's like Buddha, but they're not Buddha yet, but it's how unbelievable activities what they can do. You know? But the Buddhist mind is just can manifest various forms. Even the beach or water or rocks or trees or whatever needs for sentient beings can take and manifest. So the many worlds, many worlds you see on the purse, not a money purse, not in the money purse. The many worlds on the purse of the body, you see, tiny purse. So many worlds, you see, pervade, see. As I mentioned, the Madhyamika, you know, the commentary. I think maybe the last chapter, so unmeasurable. For us, it's like Buddha already, see. Even though they're still sentient being, you know, but what they can do is just amazing. So anyway, so cannot achieve those qualities to offer extensive benefit for sentient beings, cannot achieve. You see, only with the wisdom, realizing emptiness, you know, even direct perception, but without bodhicitta. Like great compassion on kinds of bodhicitta. So that, so that's why I was saying, you see, why we, that's why wise, or the wise, most wise, you know, life or is the, you know, practicing bodhicitta, the great compassion on kinds of bodhicitta. And the three time Buddhas passed, because they checked what is the most beneficial for a sentient being, and they discovered bodhicitta. Well, they checked for many eons what is beneficial for a sentient being, they discovered bodhicitta is the most beneficial for sentient beings. So even from that point of view, the quotation in the Bodhicitta, even from that point of view, so this it means, you see, most wise, see, most fruitful, most wise, you know. Practicing this, so, even one do not have actual realization, but you see, with effort, you know, time to generate this attitude and live the life with this, you see, making life useful, beneficial for sentient beings, so that, so no question, if there's actual realization, that without any effort, you just naturally feel spontaneously you feel your mind become that, you know, your life become that, your mind become that. So you know, without any effort, just you know, your mind is in that experience. So there's no question. So that's the best way to take care of life. That's what it means. More, you know, learning to oneself, you see, the best one. So, So, when our life, when our mind is opposite to that, opposite to the teachings of parent, then we are not taking care of life. You're not looking at yourself, you're not taking care of yourself. So then it becomes a problem. When you're not living the teachings of heart, you're abandoned. You see, you think you're taking care of, Lord Buddha, so you are abandoned yourself, you see. You see, like that. So, when you cherish yourself, you abandon yourself. When you cherish others, is the best. That's the best, also taking care of life. Because from cherishing others, then you get everything. You get enlightenment, you get liberation from the cessation of all the suffering causes through that. After seven Buddhist Sapa, nine Buddhist Sapa, do not have a disturbance of religion. So completely cease being the seat of delusion, you see. Not only achieve total cessation of suffering, but also achieve enlightenment, you see. You can achieve. So for yourself, you can achieve all this happiness you are able to achieve, then you are able to cause numberless helpings, you see, good birth, temporary happiness, then the best of samsara, enlightenment, you see. Then you're able to cause numberless health, hunger grows, you see. Able to cause good birth, temporary happiness, then the best of samsara, enlightenment. Then you're able to cause numberless animals, numberless ants, numberless mosquitoes, numberless fish, numberous of flies, each type is numberless worms in the ground, so the red worms, when rain comes, you see, those are the so even just animal realm, there are unbelievable number at different types, and each type is numberless, you see, so you're able to cause happiness to all of them. ants, able to cause good birth, able to cause temporal happiness to them. Numbers ants, even one mountain, even one spot, there's thousands and one rock, one spot, one nest. And then mountain can imagine how many there on one field can imagine how much there. Then in one country, how many ants there is in one country, one area, one country, in this world. But then there are numberless universes. So therefore, in other universes, you see, in all those other universes, there are ants. See? So I'm counting, not only I'm counting the ants of this world, but I'm counting the other universes, ants from other universes, mouse from other universes. Mouse, rats, mouse, cockroach, so you're causing happiness to all the numbers and ants from the universe. Give liberation, ultimate happiness, liberation, samsara, ultimate happiness, enlightenment, you're able to cause. Can you imagine? You're the one person to come, compassion, bodhicitta can do that. So that is amazing. So that's real amazing. I should be more telling for people. Amazing. Anyway, so it's like that. Is with your compassion, you need one person for compassion. what it can do, you know, if you practice it, then it's good. So, so you are able to cause all the happiness to all these novice ants. Then it's what I said, so human beings, novice beings, sudha, no, intimacy, all this intimacy. That's just mind-blowing. It's just mind-blowing. Mm. So, this is just amazing. Mm. So, and from this explanation, you can understand, you can see how this is the most important practice.